I'm going to give a high-level kind of nuts-to-bolts way of how a meeting goes from when I make the recording to what I do to get it up on the website. So I'm going to go back to over to GoldWave here.
GoldWave, Vibic 0423 WAV.
This is the raw recording of the April Vibug meeting. I'm going to play a little of that for you so you can hear it.
I'd like to welcome all of you to the April... Oh, let me start the recording.
Recording in progress.
That's Jerry, as we all know. What I do is I get the first file. Now, I'll give you an idea of what the length of this file is here.
Set select star combo edit selected 219.06.68664.
So that's 2 hours and 19 minutes. That is not the final file that goes up on the website. So the final file that goes up on the website has, in this case, there's a piece with questions and answers. A thing, there was a thing on ChatGPT, which Nick did.
Kenneth Bowles has left the meeting alert.
And then there was, were they from MIT, Frank? Where were they from?
Yeah, they were.
So what I do is I get the file and I go through, I set markers. First of all, I set markers at the different parts of the file that I want to take out of it. So if I'm going to jump ahead here.
Any questions anybody would like to ask?
Roz is first.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the question and answers.
We have a couple of presentations today, and I'd like to start with Nick. I think I noticed that you're on board, Nick. So would you like to talk to us and let us know about AI chat?
That's Nick.
I would like to introduce Isabella and others from MIT who are involved in a data visualization study, and they'll tell you all about it.
Okay, so those are three portions. So what I do is I copy that text and save it as separate files. And they're all labeled for Vibug. I use VBG and then the date and then a dash. And then if it's questions, I say questions or a little bit about the presentation so I know what it is. So this is the unedited question and answer session. And initially, this
set
was
star com edit selected 0818.6703
18 minutes long. So I'll play a little bit of this so you can get an idea.
Any questions anybody would like to ask?
Roz is first.
Okay. Roz.
Hi. My question is when I press the control key, the shut up key on JAWS, it doesn't shut JAWS up. So I end up turning my computer off and putting it back on. Anyways, that's my question.
Does anybody feel well qualified to answer that question?
Kelsey with a suggestion and a question.
Okay, Kelsey.
So Roz, just a quick question for you. So when this is happening, are you by chance in Microsoft Excel?
No.
Okay.
I'm usually on my Outlook inbox, you know, Outlook.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm doing a Word thing, but most of the time it's during my emails.
Okay. The reason I ask that is just because I've noticed that when in Microsoft Excel, using the control key doesn't seem to work. So I was just curious if that's where you were seeing it or if it was somewhere else within Windows.
That question goes on for about 5 minutes. So this is 18 minutes. So I'm going to play you now.
VBG0423 questions.
This is the edited version that I did of that whole exchange.
Sometimes when I press the control key, the shut up key on JAWS, it doesn't shut JAWS up. So I end up turning my computer off and putting it back on.
Okay.
I'm usually on my Outlook inbox.
And are you in what version of JAWS is it?
I think it's 19, I think.
That could be part of your problem right there. You might want to upgrade your JAWS to a more current version.
I have it locked. Control Alt Delete, and then it says lock screen.
She right. locks the keyboard, but because of that, the control key isn't working.
So basically, when I finally edited this questions and answers down, it got to like 4 minutes, I think, for all the questions, because there's a lot of extraneous stuff in there. So I do that for every one of the files. I do that for the question and answers, and then I do that for each one of the presentations. So once I have the files edited, the individual files, I then save those as MP3 files. I've got to upload the data to ViBug. And I use a program which I'm sure Frank is familiar with called FileZilla, which I'm going to go
D
into now.
FileZilla client checkbox check 46 of 60.
Okay.
FileZilla host. Edit alt hlang.
And now I'm going to go into
File subsite manager, copy current
the site manager, which shows me all the different websites I'm connected to. In this case, I've connected to a couple things.
R space, R place, 3 of 4, level 1.
R space, R place, that's my wife's old nonprofit.
Cooking in the Dark, 2 of 4, level 1.
Cooking in the Dark, that's for our Cooking in the Dark podcast.
Blind Minority Life, 1 of 4.
That's for my wife's podcast. And
Cooking, R space, Vibic, 4 of 4, level 1.
ViBug. So let's click Vibic on
SFTP, Vibic SFTP, U108,000,000 preview, level 6, Vibic list, not selected, 1 of 272. Combo box collapsed, edit selected.
So,
list not
select. 1 of 272, that's my local files, and then if we keep
combo
tabbing
box collapsed,
down
list
here,
not selected, 1 of 4. Logs, file public HTML, file type,
public
file folder,
HTML.
Last mod index HT, public HTML.
Click on that.
Not selected, 1 of 100.
I'm on the ViBug web server here.
Audio, file type, file
and
folder,
I'm
last modified.
Go into audio.
49.
Hit enter. This is the directory where all the folder where all the audio files are stored for all the ViBug meetings. And so all I would do is find the files that I want to upload, hit enter on each one of those. It uploads the file. That's done. Then what I would do from there, I've got the files uploaded. Then I have to go into the audio HTML file, which is the list of all of the ViBug meetings, the HTML file, and go in and edit that so that when people went to the website, they would see that it had been updated and so on and so forth. The longest part of the whole process is editing all the files. It probably takes me a day to edit all the files. And once that's done, uploading them, it takes a couple seconds. FileZilla is very quick. And then just going in and doing some edits to the HTML, which is all hand-coded. We're not using a content management system like Drupal or WordPress for this website. It's just all straight HTML. And the program I'm using to do the audio editing in this case is Goldwave, which is a single-track audio editor used on the PC, which costs $50 for a lifetime license.
Does that mean you talked about editing the audio HTML file in FileZilla? So am I to assume that FileZilla has a primitive?
I have a copy of the main files on my locally on the PC. So I edit it locally on the PC in Notepad. And then upload it
again with
exactly,
FileZilla.
Exactly.
Tim, you do an amazing job. It is so much work. And to all of us at the end of it, it looks like it was easy. But over the years, it's just an enormous amount of work. And I personally want to thank you for doing such an amazing job for ViBug. It really is wonderful work that you've done.
Well, thank you. I look at it from the point of view of an end user, and I figure if I don't come to a meeting, I don't want to have to sit through a two-hour meeting if I don't have to. And so that's why I do as much detailed editing as I do, so that people don't have to sit in front of their computer for 2 hours. All the files on the website, all the demos are set up, so if you don't want to have to sit there and stream them, if you go to the actual file you want to download, if you either use your Windows application key or Shift F10 if you're on a PC, you can just directly download whatever file you want to your computer and then put it on your stream or wherever you want. And, you know, so you don't have to be stuck in front of your computer listening to a file.
One thing that I do every now and then, it's pretty fascinating. I'll go back to some of those recordings from 2007 and 2008 yes. or whatever it is, and just sort of see just the amazing distance we've come. And you'll hear some of these recordings of how excited people are about some technology that just came out in February of 2007. Yeah. And of course, it's now all prehistoric stuff to us. So I always thought, Tim, you know, if you got a few minutes on your hands, someday you should maybe do a recording of a greatest hits, you know, just sort of do a collage of it all and put it to music, and it'd be pretty cool.
It's kind of like the ViBug Museum. There's demos of stuff up there that no longer exists. For example, the Icon Braille Plus no longer exists. I mean, the one nice thing about Zoom is from an editing perspective, it's so much easier, because the biggest problem that we had when ViBug was in person, is picking up people in the back of the room, asking questions. With everybody being on Zoom, the overall audio quality is so much better.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Okay.